Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports, boxing, and mixed martial arts. Tonight, HBO Championship Boxing doing their thing, of course. Last night, Floyd Mayweather's on Showtime, spouting his mouth, of course, opening that pie hole of his, and straight up, he didn't have nothing good to say. Why does he even come to TV anyway? He never does anything productive. He never says anything significant that's really going to impact boxing fans. I think we're just tired of Floyd Mayweather. I tell you what, let's talk MMA. UFC, of course, last night, UFC The Ultimate Fighter, that champion was crowned. Maybe we'll talk with Jessica Penny if I can get some time with her today. Of course, she was a winner on last night's card as well. I taped her earlier in the week. And, you know, when you look at The Ultimate Fighter now with women at 105, 115 pounds competing, I think it's going to go through the roof. I think this MMA thing is headed for, like, baseball-like legends. I'm serious. I mean, as far as audiences are concerned, I think in the end, 15, 20, 35, 40 years from now, this will be the ultimate sport. I'm talking man-on-man and woman-on-woman combat sports. People like fights, man. It is the definitive sport. No question about it. Combat sports. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? You have it? Go download it. Go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to Ring Talk Live, or you can listen to Ring Talk Delayed. I mean, we got it all going on there. iHeartRadio and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hand in hand. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, as well as the American Forces Network.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Some of you might remember this. Check it out. When I hit the airwaves in the 80s, this was my theme song. I kid you not. Armed and Extremely Dangerous, the band or the group was first choice, an old disco group. Right on. Cuddy bringing things back here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. The greatest producer in the world, bar none. Well, except for that girl I got next door. She's got some other skills. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC going on tonight on Fox, the big network. Not the little network, not Fox Sports 1, not FX, not none of that. No. Fox, the big network tonight. 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll talk about that card in about a half hour on the UFC segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So we've got lots of things to talk about in the world of boxing. So why don't we start with the turd that is Floyd Mayweather. Okay, now he was on Showtime last night, and he was being interviewed by the great Steve Farhood, formerly the editor of Ring Magazine. And he was saying, I'd like to fight Manny Pacquiao. We tried to make this fight happen years ago. Manny didn't want to take the drug test at the time. He was right on that. But, you know, there were some other instances in which a fight could have been made, and Mayweather balked on it as well, of course, demanding a little bit too much money. And, of course, now he's saying the fight has to be on Showtime, even though he has a contract. Manny Pacquiao has a contract with HBO, so that's probably going to be a headache as far as the network's concerned. And in the past, when two network stars went up against each other, Showtime versus HBO, like Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis and people like that, and Oscar De La Hoya back in 1996 when he was in an HBO fighter and Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. was a Showtime fighter, they combined those guys by putting them on closed-circuit television. Made 10 grand that night. Yeah, oh, sorry, pardon. Anyway, had a closed-circuit outlet in San Bruno, California at a movie theater with four screens. Three were in Spanish. One was in English. It was like a cash cow. God, that was the last of the closed-circuit days. God, I wish we would have gotten to that one about 15 years earlier. Anyway, they've done these fights on closed-circuit television, or they've offered on some type of neutral pay-per-view, and then the winner, if Lennox Lewis beat Mike Tyson, Lennox was with HBO, HBO would have the rights to air the replay a week later. That's the way they're going to do that. I guess if Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao do hook it up, you know, do you really want to see it? I mean, come on. Manny Pacquiao needs the fight. There's no question about it. Manny Pacquiao needs that kind of money because, you know, he's in trouble. I mean, he's got some issues with the IRS, and, you know, he hasn't been making all that, the kind of money that Mayweather's making. Of course, Mayweather's promoting his own fights as well with some advisors here and there. And, you know, Manny should have went down that route, didn't want to, wasn't smart enough. Now a congressman in the Philippines, you know, but not the brightest bulb on the shelf. Just not. Okay. I mean, no knock on him. I mean, he's an iconic figure. I mean, he's the most popular star that the Philippines has ever produced, no question about it. I mean, he's like Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, Bruce Lee, everybody. You put everybody together. He's everything as far as athletes and movies. I mean, he did that Waka Man movie. Remember that silly, silly movie? Yeah, it made all kinds of money in the Philippines. They want to see him. He's big over there. He's their hero. Eventually, he will be the president probably of the Philippines, or he will at least run for the Filipino presidency. But, you know, Mayweather was on, as I said, on Showtime last night, talking, saying, you know, that Bob Arum is stopping the fight. Arum was stopping the fight. And you know what? I don't know if it's a fight that I really want to see anymore. I mean, I'm not going to have to take, like, Viagra, pay-per-view Viagra, to watch it and get up for it. I mean, I could be – there's some interest there, okay? But watching Mayweather fight anybody else would probably be it's torture. I don't want to see it anymore. I mean, it's the guys that Mayweather fights that I want to see, not Mayweather fighting, okay? I want to see him fight Manny Pacquiao. I'd like to see him step up and fight Gennady Golovkin maybe at 154 or something like that. Of course, he's not going to take on any serious challenges. He's 37 going on 38 years old. He's done. He's stick a fork in Floyd Mayweather, okay? Manny Pacquiao, this turn, was he going to turn 36 or he's going to turn 37? He's old, too. These guys are done. These guys are really, really old. I mean, two old guys can get together and make for a good fight. You know, they have. It's happened in the past. Duran and Barkley, I can go on and on. But, you know, Mayweather doesn't make for good fights. He won't allow a fight to be good. He doesn't want a fight to be competitive. He doesn't want to take any punches. He wants to be safety first. He wants to be, like, you know, untouched and all that kind of good stuff. And then more power to him. I think that's great as far as the taking a punch in boxing. I mean, you know, if you can avoid it, because the residual effects of taking punches, we've seen what it's done to many athletes over the years. We can go to Bobby Chacon, we can go to NFL players now, we can go to Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm talking about, okay? But Manny Pacquiao, at this point in time, I don't know. He's got a little bit of speed, doesn't have much power left. I mean, he may have knocked that Chris Algieri down 6 or 7 times, but Algieri was a basketball type of guy anyway. He was a lean guy, fought at 140, he was moving up to 147. A lean guy, barely made the weight at 144. You know, I don't know. Algieri was undefeated coming in, but who did he beat? Nobody really. I mean, his claim to fame, there really wasn't one. Okay, beating Tim Bradley? I don't know. I really don't know. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're talking Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather saying it could happen May the 2nd. Cinco de Mayweather is what he's calling. He wants that fight on Showtime pay-per-view. He says he offered Manny Pacquiao $40 million back in the day. He didn't want to take the fight. He's insinuating now that you lost twice. Now you're coming back for the same money, begging for the same money. Oh, that's not going to happen. Oh. Mayweather's gonna lowball Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao's going to get, like, minimum wage. He's going to get, like, the Philippine television rights. That's probably it. That's probably all he's going to get. He's going to get minimum. Listen, Mayweather's got him behind the ball, behind the eight ball, and Mayweather's going to squeeze him and squeeze him and squeeze him and squeeze him. And there's no doubt about it, okay, that Manny Pacquiao's either going to have to give or, you know, it's going to be all over. I mean, what's he going to do? He can't fight anybody else for big money. Last night, Showtime Championship Boxing aired a card, of course, with the the current WBA middleweight title, junior middleweight title holder, Arislandi Lara, 22-2, I believe, the Cuban exile, 12 KOs. Mayweather's talking about fighting him. He's talking about fighting Mayweather. I mean, it makes me want to puke. Oh, my. I mean, that would be the most boring fight in the history of boxing, without a doubt. I mean, pretty close to it. Mayweather's fights are all boring, but that one, two guys not wanting to engage, two guys wanting to jab all night, really don't want to see that. I mean, if you had two guys in their prime that were figuring each other out, that it was a sweet science, so they were working jabs and right-hand leads and, you know, occasionally going to the body, trying to bring man's arms down and things like that. You know, working a strategy, I can go along with that, okay? I can go along with that. But just jabbing all night, I don't think so, man. I'm tired of Floyd Mayweather. I'm serious. I don't want to take any more Viagra when he fights. I just don't want to see him fight anymore. Simple as that. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The aforementioned Arislandi Lara, the Cuban exile, Cuban gold medalist in the Olympics. He was a winner last night over Ishii Smith. The scores were very one-sided. The story is at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Ishii Smith, not much, of course. He was from the Contender TV series back, way, way back, like 10 years ago. Wasn't it 10 years ago when I interviewed Stallone? And Stallone was such a – he was another turd. Him and Mayweather, put him in the same bag, okay? I'm serious, the turd bag. Okay, but you remember that. He, like, gave me a little bit of lip down there at Caesar's Palace. He was a jerk. People say he's a turd. I can see why they say that. You know, Stallone, not a very big guy. Obviously wears a lot of lifts, or he dates small women, or he gets in, you know, stands on a box when he's doing movies, because he's not very big. He's smaller than me. I'm 5'8" and a half. He's got to be like 5'9". He's got to be like 5'7", 5'8". Seriously, he's small. He's tiny. Anyway, tiny guy, big pocketbook. An admitted steroid user himself, of course, got caught going into the country of Australia with human growth hormone, pleaded guilty to such. And, you know, I mean, steroids. It's a lot of these guys, these older guys, are taking it. I mean, you don't think Hulk Hogan's taking something? Come on, to keep those arms looking like that? Seriously. The fight that I want to see Floyd Mayweather in is with a guy that will be, of course, fighting tonight. I'm talking about Keith Thurman, the undefeated welterweight. He's a bad, bad dude. I mean, he is. I mean, he can punch with both hands. He can work things up and down. I think he's Floyd's most formidable challenger. But he's green as hell. He's green as like guacamole. So, you know, it's going to be either some green guy that you don't think has a chance that's going to take Mayweather out, or it's going to be Father Time. And that's probably one and the same. Because, you know, he's getting long in the tooth. He's been fighting since 1996 as a pro, so as an amateur, I believe, since 1991. So 1991 to 2011, man, that's 25. He's been fighting almost 25 years. Way too long. I mean, just way too long. The residual effects of just training alone would be tremendous. But Mayweather's taking his share of punches along the line. Don't think that he hasn't. He really has. In fact, do I think that he's shown signs of a guy that's taking punches? No, he has. No, he's not even close. Okay, but you know what? It only takes one shot. And I try to tell these guys that when they're coming back and they've got their faculties and they're coming back and both their eyes are pointing straight ahead and things like that. Then they get cocked a few times. You got guys like Shane Mosley, whose one eye looks off the other way, or James Page, whose one eye will look off the other way. I mean, when these eyes, you know, listen, when you're around a guy and you spend a lot of time around him, and then you see him like, you know, 5-6 years later, or maybe seen him 6 months ago, and then you see him 6 months later, and one of his eyes is not focused on you, is looking the other way. Yeah, we've got some serious residual effects from professional boxing, no question about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I will go over the HBO card tonight with the great Amir Khan. Going to smoke Devon Alexander like a New York City blunt. It's going to happen. Amir's going to kill him. Not even going to be close. That is the main event. Showtime Championship Boxing, not HBO Championship Boxing. Showtime Championship Boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. HBO's got something as well. We'll go through that schedule when we get back right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that, you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight, but thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it, you know.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, yo.
Where are those horns at? Yep, the mighty Tower of Power horn section. Speaking of Tower of Power, 12-2014, December 20th, San Jose Civic Auditorium. War and Tower of Power, Shoe the Bill. Battle of Old School Bands. I'll be there in the audience, as will my buddy Lonnie and Christine, so we'll have a good time. It'll be a great night. Of course, the San Jose Civic Auditorium. The arena Pedro once held the knockout record for. It was like 12 seconds. Some guy beat me. He did it in 9. How the hell can you knock somebody out in 9 seconds? Anyway, he did it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment, of course, tonight HBO is going to go up against Showtime in the very same town. That's right, they're both going in Vegas. HBO is going to go at the Cosmopolitan. Ooh, you know, the new chic hotel there in Vegas, the Cosmopolitan. And Showtime's going to go at the MGM Grand, of course, in the Showtime card on top. The thrice beaten Amir Khan, one of those losses was very controversial, but the other two times he was beaten decisively. The British Hope, I think he's really got all the skills. I do. I mean, I thought the fact that they were straining him and making him make 140 pounds, bringing him down to an unnatural weight, whereas he was skinny already, I think that just didn't work for him. I think this 147-pound weight class is going to work. And I think he's going to take on the ex-champion in Devon Alexander, the FBIBF title holder tonight. I think Devon's going to get smoked like a blunt. I mean, Devon, you're going back to St. Louis, man. Like a loser. I just don't even see this fight be even close. Also on the card, Keith Thurman versus Leonard Boundou. Boundou's got about as much a chance of beating Thurman as I do. None. Anyway, WBA welterweight title, 147-pound belt on the line. Of course, Thurman undefeated. Green, as I said, very raw, but he punches hard. He's relentless, and I think he's got – I don't know if he's got the goods, but I think he's got the desire to obtain the goods. In other words, you know, when some guys early on in their careers are not the greatest fighters in the world, but they learn. They want to learn. They want to learn their craft. Like Duran wasn't the greatest at the beginning, okay? But as in time, you know, you couldn't hit him. He was a defensive master, an offensive master as well. But it took time. I think with time, Keith Thurman's going to become maybe one of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound. Right now, still a little bit green. Also on the card, Abner Meares against Jose Ramirez at featherweight. Now, Meares, a former WBC champion that got knocked out in the blink of an eye by Johnny Gonzalez. Johnny, the guy that can't spell his name right, J-H-O-N-N-Y. Anyway, Abner Meares pulled out of the rematch with Ramirez, and now he's, with Gonzalez, and now he's lost. So Golden Boy's going to try to get him back with this win. We'll see what happens. Jamil Charlo's on the line. They're going to fight for the IBF junior middleweight title with Lenny Batai, and Jamil Charlo's on the card. Highly rated super welter, 154-pounder, taking on Mario Alberto Lozano. Lozano is like an opponent type of guy. Errol Spence, a lot of people think good things about him, against Mike Arenados. I didn't know Mike was still around. They're fighting 154 pounds. Victor Ortiz on the card, taking on Manny Perez. and Bibette Shumanoff's going to fight at cruiserweight against Robert Thomas Jr., and some Japanese guy who I'm not even going to miss. Okay, I'll try it. Yoshihiro Kamagi. That wasn't bad. Versus Oscar Godoy in the Super Welterweight Contest. That's Showtime Championship Boxing tonight. Of course, Showtime starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the most part, but they might want to get the jump on HBO, and they've got all these fights, so they might go like at 6 o'clock. I'll check the exact times before I let you go. Anyway, of course, across town at the Cosmopolitan is HBO Championship Boxing with Tim Bradley. Of course, I'm talking about Bob Arum. Tim Bradley, the guy that lost this year to Manny Pacquiao, but had that controversy that went over Manny about 2 years ago, started Manny on that slide. Of course, he got knocked out by Juan Manuel Marquez in the next fight. He's taking on a guy named Diego Gabriel Chavez. Not much. Anyway, Mauricio Herrera's on the card. He can fight. Mauricio can fight, okay? Mauricio gave Danny Garcia all kinds of problems. Anyway, taking on Jose Benavidez for the WBO Interim Junior Welterweight title. I think, doesn't Kareem Mayfield hold a win over Mauricio Herrera? He does. And other guys have lost to Herrera. So straight up, don't know what to say about the kid from San Francisco, except he just doesn't seem to have it all. I mean, I love Kareem, but the fact that he was jumping between trainers and had promotional issues and kept being fed to the lambs, I mean, like a sacrificial lamb time and time again being fed to the lions, it wasn't only a matter of time before he ended up losing. I mean, just can't keep winning. Plus, he wasn't drilling people like he was early on as a pro. As this is Herrera's and Benavidez for the WBO interim 140-pound title, and Matt Korobov. Now, this is a guy that I thought a lot of. I used to watch him fight in the, like four-rounders, six-rounders. He really has some ability. He could punch hard, sort of like a Sergey Kovalev type of guy, but not quite at that level. Anyway, he never got any better than that level I was watching him at, like that, he sort of plateaued, like at C, right? At C, never got into the B level. I mean, when you look at the overall product, it's not all that good. Bob Arum can say what he wants, but he's probably going to beat Andy Lee tonight. Andy Lee, of course, the former Kronk fighter who lived with Emmanuel Stewart in Detroit, Michigan, and some people thought that was a bit suspicious, but I didn't. Anyway, Andy Lee, twice beaten middleweight for the UK, taking on Matt Korobov for the WBO middleweight title. Of course, that is tonight, HBO Championship Boxing, going up against Showtime Championship Boxing. At the same time, across the world, as far as the world of sports are concerned, we have the man. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos, of course, the former UFC heavyweight title holder, taking on the guy's a schmear. The guy's a schmear. He's been knocked out in five of the six losses, going to get knocked out in the sixth fight tonight. We'll talk about that after the break. But that is UFC, of course, tonight on Fox. UFC last night was on Fox Sports 1. They crowned a new Ultimate Fighter champion. So UFC and the MMA is off and rolling. But next week, don't forget, the boxing season is not quite over yet. December the 20th, Showtime's got a card from Shelton Washington versus Jesus Cuellar and Ruben Tamayo for the WBA interim featherweight title. Interim always means that, they need to sanction that money, get that sanctioning money. Julian Williams on the card. Julian's a guy you're going to want to watch. In fact, I'm going to try to get Julian on tomorrow's card. He's going to fight next week. Julian can fight. He's 154 pounds. The bread man has him out of Philadelphia. I mean, this guy is really, really, really a good fighter. He may be a superstar in the making at 154 pounds from the city of brotherly love. Julius Jackson. No, not Julian Jackson. Julius Jackson. Take it on Jonathan Nelson at 168 pounds. Anthony Peterson's on the card. Why is he even still fighting? Doesn't he need steroids? Wasn't that the guy that was a Lamont? One of those guys. One of the Petersons needed to take testosterone replacement therapy because he didn't have enough testosterone down there in the sack. Sorry, pal. You don't take that. Not legally in Nevada anymore, and hopefully the Association of Boxing Commissions will just outlaw that stuff as well. If it hasn't been outlawed federally, it definitely should be. And then, of course, we look into next year as far as boxing is concerned, and not a whole lot on the schedule. Of course, Deontay Wilder, the unbeaten young man from Alabama, I believe. Of course, he's training out of Alabama with Mark Breland, the former welterweight champion, a former Olympic gold medalist in 1984, the best amateur in history as far as stats are concerned. I think he lost one fight and he avenged that one loss. Anyway, he's going to take on Bermain Stiverne. Stiverne, of course, the kid out of Haiti, out of Canada, and now living in Florida. Don King's fighter, Don King's only fighter. Don King is looking to get back in the play. And if Deontay Wilder can get smoked by Bermain Stiverne, it's going to happen. But what I can see happening here, and Don's that type of guy, Don's going to try to get options on the winner and the loser. Don's a smart man. Don's a genius. I wish I called him earlier. He wasn't answering the phone. Anyway, this is what's happening. Don's got Bermain Stiverne. He's the champion, okay? So he's got Deontay Wilder, number one contender. Now, usually the number one contender doesn't have to give up options to fight for the title. But somehow I'm thinking that Don King's wiggling a couple options there to where he's, a co-promoter in Deontay Wilder's future if he wins this bout with Bermain Stiverne. That's going to be January 17th, MGM Grand Las Vegas. And, of course, the great one, Triple G, coming back against Martin Murray of the UK. Oh, Martin Murray, of course, lost that controversial nod to Sergio Martinez down there in Argentina last year or the year before for the middleweight title. Of course, this will be for the WBA middleweight trinket. Gennady Golovkin, unbeaten, now 31-0, 28-29 knockouts, the real deal at 160. Floyd Mayweather can't even spell Gennady Golovkin. Floyd Mayweather can't even spell GGG. And GGG is willing to fight him at 154. And Floyd's fought at 154 before. So what's the story with that, Floyd? Why can't you fight anybody? We started a segment with Floyd Mayweather, gonna end it with Floyd Mayweather. I'm tired of him. Everybody's tired of him. The only ones not tired of you are those thug-like fans you've got. Boxing purists, they're tired of you. People that like knockouts, they don't even want to watch it. You're entertaining? Like watching paint dry. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. like Style & Co. sweaters and velour separates, only $19.99. Men's designer outerwear, 60% off. Take 70% off all 10 to 14 karat gold earrings. Select Impulse casual wear, now 40 to 50% off. And take 50% plus an extra 10% off razors, massagers, and trimmers. Now at Macy's. Plus now you can buy online and pick up in-store. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Right there, Rock just sends it go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Shots there by Hayes.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Ooh,
was that? Was that Dana White? Sort of sound like Dana White. Bill Murray. Sound like Dana White. Dana White would say that. I'm here to kick ass and chew gum. Bubblegum. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Folks, of course, USC going last week to that tremendous pay-per-view. Of course, in the main event, Anthony Pettis stopping Gilbert Melendez in the second round of a... Wow, all I can say is that Anthony Pettis is the real deal, and if Dana White is willing to say that he's the best fighter pound for pound in MMA after that performance last week and after beating such a game, a former Strikeforce champion, a guy that hadn't lost except for a very controversial close nod to Benson Henderson in about 4 or 5 years, I mean, Gilbert Melendez, El Nino, was the real deal, okay, no question about it, and Pettis beat him down, made him look old, and in fact, he said he felt old against Anthony Pettis. He co-featured Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks losing the welterweight title on a split nod to Robbie Lawler. Some people think that Hendricks deserved to win. I'm sort of happy that Hendricks lost because this is not my favorite fighter. He used to knock guys out. He had a big left hand. He used to knock guys out like, bang, put him to sleep, okay? And then all of a sudden he got into the title picture, wasn't knocking people out anymore, and sort of became one-dimensional to me and sort of boring, and I don't want to see him. Plus, he's not a good mic man. I want a guy that's good on the mic. I want a guy that can talk some smack. I don't know, unless you're knocking people out and killing people. I want you to be able to talk and back it up. I mean, you've got to be able to build the fight up a little bit. Ronda Rousey, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, she does. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But Robbie Lawler, Johnny Hendricks, controversial there. They're going to have another fight. I think it'll be their third or their fourth fight. These guys have fought before. I thought Robbie Lawler's aggression, the fact that he wanted it more, the fact that he came forward was the prevailing factor and the reason why he got this very controversial nod. Now, a man that's on the other side of this is the co-host of the Saturday Night Show here on Sports Byline Network. We're talking about Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Mr. Zach Attack Young. What's happening, Mr. Young?
I'm doing well. How are you, Pedro?
I'm doing all right. Of course, tonight we'll be talking college football, NFL, combat sports. Man, we got a big, lots of baseball, lots of stuff. And if we're going to be going off tonight.
There's no doubt about it. We got all the sports covered.
You know, we got some baseball, of course, some signings and things like that, and Lester going to the Chicago Cubs. So lots of stuff to talk about in the world of sports tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Now, you thought that Hendricks won that fight last week with Lawler, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a close fight. I thought it could be 48-47 either way.
Okay, well, anyway, Lawler won. Hendricks is now the ex-champion, of course. GSP talking about getting back in the mix at 170. I don't know if that's going to happen. What can you say about Anthony Pettis other than he's the most amazing MMA fighter I've ever seen? Can I go that far and say that?
I mean, I think we've seen a lot of amazing MMA fighters, so it's hard to say. But he in the last few performances he's had, you can't take anything away from those. I mean, he beat Benson Henderson, Gilbert Melendez, two of the best lightweights in the world, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
And he stopped them both.
He submitted them both, and he's not even known as a submission guy. So that's the part that's kind of scary, is he just keeps getting better with his ground game. So he's going to be a really dangerous champion for a long time.
Big-time striker, of course. When he kicks you, the TV moves. I kid you not, folks. You better strap the – Zach straps his TV down anytime Pettis fights, right?
I have to. That's the only way it's not going to fly into the wall, Pedro.
Okay, how did Jessica Penny look last night? I had her on the I interviewed her during the week. How'd she look last night?
She looked pretty good. She won a split decision, but I thought it was more clear in her favor than that.
Okay, does she look – she's got some abilities. She was fighting at 115. She says she's going to drop to 105. That's her natural weight.
Well, I mean, I believe that's Adam weight, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good weight, I think. I mean, she could possibly be like an Adam weight champion because the current champion looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, I think we should have a squirrel weight. I really do. Adam weight, squirrel weight, hamster weight, something like that. I mean, these girls are getting light now. We get down to 105 pounds. Adam weight, of course, she's the former Invicta 105-pound champion. I'm talking about Jessica Penny, and she was a winner last night. She was on the show last week. You can check it out on the archives at iHeartRadio.com and RingTalk.com. It's all over the place, iTunes.com, SportsByline.com. Who was the best-looking girl as far as fighting ability was concerned last night?
I think as far as it was, I mean, she came out and she beat that girl, and the girl was actually a slight favorite going into the fight. So, I mean, you got to give her credit for that. I think that she ended up looking the most impressive, and there's a reason why she's the champion.
Well, but here's what's up, though. I mean, the girl, her challenger only had but a few fights, didn't she?
She did, but, I mean, before the fight, she was a favorite. So, I mean, you got to give her props. Even though she only had five fights, she was a solid fighter, and she was proving a lot.
Now, you know, you never used to look at athletes before and say, look at them and give them that sexual nod, that, you know, that wink. You know what I'm saying? But you could look at Carla Esperanza and give her that wink, can't you?
I think she's an attractive girl, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what's so good about this sport. Let me tell you, sex is going to be the biggest thing in the world. Sex sells. You think I'm kidding? Go to Oklahoma. They lead the world in porn. But, I mean, sex sells, even in Oklahoma. It sells anywhere. But when you've got beautiful women and they can fight, I just think that's taking sexuality to another level, something we've never seen before, Zach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of people have, like, fetishes for that kind of thing, too.
I'm not one of them. Now, Charles Oliveira was the winner last night, unanimous winner in three rounds over Jeremy Little Heffen Stevens. Stevens coming in at 23-10, leaving at 23-11. Oliveira, 19-4, that was 145 pounds. Oliveira is not in Jose Aldo's future, is he?
I don't think so. Oliveira's already lost to a lesser opposition, so I think that this was just kind of a good, solid fight for them to put on the card that didn't really have any title implications.
Okay, Junior Dos Santos going tonight on Fox, the Big Fox Network, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll tell you like this. I had a chance to interview him with Thursday morning or Wednesday morning, and there was a big storm here in San Francisco, and my producer, no, not Scott Cuddy, the network president, I didn't want to come in because of the storm, this and that, so we didn't do the interview. But, you know, he's damaged goods, man. I mean, the beating he took from Cain Velasquez, I don't think I've ever seen an athlete be that. Tell me when you've seen a guy more beaten up, Zach.
It's tough to say.
No. I mean, well, we're talking in history now. In the history of both boxing and MMA, can you think of a guy that was more beaten up than him in that second, after that last fight?
It was a short list, Pedro. I can't think of a name.
Exactly. That's how beaten down he was. It looked like somebody took a bat, beat him with a bat, and then beat him and poked him. And I mean, just everything you could imagine. He was cut. He was busted up. He was hurt. He never recovered. Didn't Cain, like, hurt him early? He never recovered, right?
Yeah. He hurt him early on. And he actually hurt Cain for a second, but Cain hurt him a lot more than he hurt Cain in that fight.
Well, here's what happened. He came out and he cracked Cain first, and then Cain, like, sort of wobbled a little bit, right? And then Cain said, hey! And he went right back at him and hit him with that right hand about halfway through the first round, that right hand, overhand right. And that sort of was all she wrote.
Yeah, his legs never came back after that. He was just – and it was a very similar pattern to the second fight, you know, the second matchup they had. Junior got rocked early, and he kind of held on for the rest of the rounds, but he didn't look good, and he took a beating in the process.
You know what's sort of cute? It was a little cute. I had him on the show about a year and a half ago, and he isn't the greatest master at English, but, you know, he really came out here, and he tried. And I remember there was one answer he didn't come up with. I hear him say, what? What? He asked the guy in the background. It was sort of cool when he was asking the guy in the background because he wanted to get it right. You know what I mean? Some guys just gaff and say anything, but Junior Dos Santos, I thought that was sort of cool as he was learning how to speak English. Now, Matt Matroni, the guy that would not sleep with Fallon Fox, would he?
No, he got in a lot of trouble for talking about Fallon Fox.
Yeah, he didn't even get in bed with her, or him, whatever you want to say. Anyway, Gabriel Gonzaga, 16-8. These guys, of course, will be opening up the big Fox card tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. Gonzaga, isn't he a former UFC champ?
Yeah, I mean, I like the fight because I think they're both at a similar level. I mean, I don't think either of them is going to get a title shot from that, but it's a fight that, like, you can honestly see either of them winning, you know? I think that Mitrione probably has more left. He has the age advantage, but Gonzaga's been in against better competition, so it is an interesting fight. I think Mitrione should win, but you never know. It should be a good one, I think.
Well, I just got a text that Fallon Fox will be in Gonzaga's corner.
That's a good way to play some mind games.
Giving him female hormones. Ah, just kidding. Anyway, let's got to mention this. Junior Dos Santos, of course, the main event tonight, taking on a guy that's been, I mean, Stefan, what's a Stipe, meal kick? He's been knocked out, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been stopped before. I think that he isn't on the same level as a striker. I think he was stopped by Stefan Struve, actually, Stipe Miocic.
Now, I'm glad you brought up Mr. Struve. Now, he's taking on Alistair, the drug freak, the steroid king over him, right?
Yes.
Okay, over him, 37-14, once thought to be a threat when he was on steroids. He's now fighting. Is this a get-out-of-town fight for him, win or get-out-of-town, or what?
I think it probably is. I mean, he's coming off of, like, three knockouts in four fights. That's not so good, getting knocked out three times. And I mean, none of them were good knockouts. I mean, not that there's a good knockout, but all of them were pretty severe, I thought. So
Don't you think Dana's sort of enjoying that? Do you think Dana's getting him and putting him in there just, like, to get him pummeled? Because, you know, he put Dana in a bad spot with that steroid stuff about a year ago.
Yeah, I don't think that they have – I can't imagine they have the best relationship. And I think he probably is kind of relieved that he doesn't have to deal with that guy being a threat to his champion.
Yeah, that was sort of like when the boxing establishment almost had to crown Burt Cooper heavyweight champion when he rocked Evander Holyfield in Atlanta, and Mills Lane said, I can't allow this to happen. You know, he didn't do it, okay? Because, of course, at the time, Burt Cooper was smoking crack in the dress room before he went on stage. That's just the way Burt rolled. When I was in China with Burt – in 1993, he was smoking crack in the hotel, and I smelled it being a former policeman. I freaked out. He was on the floor above me. I went downstairs, and I just said, oh, my God, Chinese police are coming. Nate Diaz on the card tonight. What's happening with Nate?
Nate Diaz, I mean, he's always an exciting fighter, both of the Diaz brothers. And he's in a good fight. I think that should be probably – that could be the fight of the night, I think, tonight. That's a good one.
Okay, boxing showtime. The USC on Fox, big night of combat sports. We'll have it all wrap up for you tonight. The Alchemy Combat Sports Recap at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And, of course, that's part of Sports Overnight America, of which my current guest is a co-host. I'm talking about Mr. Zach Attack Young. And, Zach, you'll be covering what tonight?
We're going to cover some college football. We're going to do the combat sports update, of course. And we're going to cover some NFL.
And now we're still making money with the NFL. I made some money last week. But I got to tell you this. Bob from Cleveland, if he's listening, Bob from Cleveland is going to hand you your head tonight. You know that, right?
He probably will. And I'm looking forward to that.
Right on. 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America, myself, Zach Attack Young, Dominic Jimenez. Of course, the trio that brings you the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack Young, see you at 10.
See you at 10, Pedro.
Much respect. You are tuned to the Ring Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. All the troops out there.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My adversaries, they hate that song. My backers, they know exactly what it means. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, HBO Championship Boxing going tonight from the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Tim Bradley in the main event. And I don't know if I'm going to get all up about that, but, you know, it's a card on Showtime, on HBO as well. So they'll be going back and forth. And if you want to watch the UFC, they'll be on Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 1 originally for the opening bouts. I think like start like at 2 p.m. Pacific time or 5 p.m. Eastern time, and they go for 3 hours with prelims on Fox Sports 1. Then they shipped over to the big network. I still don't know why they do that, but they're doing it. And it seems to be working because they, you know, not losing people. Anyway, the fight last week between Jean Pascal and Robert Belanti in Canada, a light heavyweight fight, was ruled a technical draw. Some headbutts involved, something like that. And, of course, David Lemieux beat Gabriel Rosado last week. And Hugo Centeno Jr. may be a star at 140 pounds, taking out James De La Rosa. Thomas Dillamy was a winner over Henry Hank Lundy. No big thing there. And, of course, last night, Arislandi Lara defended the WBA 154-pound title with a 12-round win over Ishii Smith, he of contender fame. Tonight, Amir Khan, Devon Alexander in the main event. Welterweights from Las Vegas, the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Golden Boy Promotions on top. Keith Thurman's on the card, the undefeated welterweight. The once-beaten Abner Maris on the card, once-beaten featherweight. Former champion, I believe, at lighter weights as well. I mean, he was moving up. He was like a ladder. They thought he was just going to be able to go like to 135 pounds, just win titles. But he got smoked by Johnny Gonzalez in that one punch. Jermell Charlo's on the card, and that's going to be a pretty good fight. They've got him in two different matches, so I don't know which one that's going to go as far as his schedule is concerned. Lots of fights on that card. In fact, you can watch the entire fight card if you know how to go on to the international websites and watch the fight in Britain. If you watch the fights in Britain, you can probably start about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, straight up boxing, lots of boxing night, lots of MMA as well, on the internet, on the television, everywhere you go. You can't get away from combat sports. Don't forget, combat sports, the recap tonight, the update at 10 p.m. Pacific time, part of the Sports Overnight America weekend edition with myself, Zach Attack Young, and the great Dominic Jimenez, of course, produced by the superlative Scott Cuddy. Until next week, much peace, much respect, and don't forget, it is so very hard to go.